Is age truly just a number in the digital world? Or, is it still this kind of silent hurdle for experienced professionals?
The big question.
Yeah, it really is. It's something many of us deal with, especially with tech moving so fast and the job market often seeming, well, obsessed with youth and agility. But what if that whole idea is missing something important?
Exactly. What if there's another side to it?
So today we're doing a deep dive to find out exactly that. We're looking at two European neighbors, Germany and the Netherlands. Fascinating comparison. We're seeing how they're handling the integration of senior experts into these really fast-moving fields: innovation, digitalization, AI.
Big areas.
And this isn't just guesswork. This deep dive comes from some really solid insights in Rob Van Linde's article, Senior Experts in a Digital World: How Germany and the Netherlands Approach Age and Innovation.
And our mission here for you listening is really to cut through the usual talk.
Yeah.
We want to pull out the key pieces of knowledge from Linda's research. We want you to understand how proven experience, far from being a roadblock, is actually being seen more and more as a critical asset in this digital economy.
So, flipping the script a bit.
Yeah, kind of. It's about seeing the real value seasoned professionals bring and how that value is starting to outweigh some older assumptions.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start our journey in the Netherlands, because the article suggests they have a pretty clear, maybe even refreshing, take on this.
They really do. What hits you right away about the Netherlands is this strong belief, almost a conviction, that proven expertise and, crucially, current skills are just fundamentally more valuable than how old you are.
More than your birth year.
Exactly. It's not just wishful thinking either. It's actually driving how they hire. They're asking, can you do this specific job and do it really well? Not how many candles were on your last cake.
That feels like a big deal today. So how does that actually show up, like on the ground? What does Linda's article say about the practical side?
Well, it leads to some very real actions. You see many companies, consulting firms too, in the Netherlands, who aren't just okay with hiring senior experts, they're actively looking for them.
Really seeking them out.
Yeah, they want these experienced pros to lead the complex projects, the high-stakes stuff, bringing that deep, hard-won knowledge. And this is key. They value their ability to mentor younger teams, to pass on that wisdom.
Ah, the knowledge transfer piece.
Right. It creates this dynamic that helps the whole organization. It's actually a strategic investment in their people.
That's fascinating. It does sound quite different from the usual young tech geniuses stereotype.
Why?
But why? Why does this demand in the Netherlands seem to push past those prejudices we might see elsewhere? What's really going on?
That's a great question. And it points to a couple of things happening under the surface. It's not just a general need for people. We're talking specific projects, often with tight deadlines, huge strategic weight, and, well, really complex problems.
Stuff that needs more than just code.
Exactly. Companies are figuring out that the cost of not hiring a senior expert, project delays, mistakes, even failures, because someone lacked the experience to handle surprises, that cost is way higher than any lingering bias about age.
So the business reality hits home.
Pretty much. The market isn't just looking for specialists. It's kind of re-educating hiring managers about what real value looks like. They're realizing for certain strategic roles, age isn't a negative. It can actually signal wisdom, a breadth of experience younger folks just haven't had time to build up.
Okay, so it's not just having experience vaguely on your CV then. The article really stresses that to succeed, senior experts need to back it up with solid proof, certifications, practical experience, showing, not just telling.
Absolutely. That's where it gets real. Experience is great, but it has to be current and relevant. Linda's research really highlights this need for ongoing learning.
Like specific examples.
Sure. Take something like a professional Scrum Master 2, a PSM2 seconder. For a senior person, that's not just about running sprints. It's about handling the people side, the tricky politics of agile in a big company, seeing problems coming that others might miss.
Things you learn over time.
Exactly. And mentoring teams through tricky spots,
Hmm.
skills that often come from years of different projects in different places.
And the article also mentioned generative AI and AI leadership specialists. These aren't just trendy terms, are they?
No, definitely not. Generative AI, AI creating new text, images, code, it's exploding. Younger people might be great at the coding, sure, but senior experts, they're often crucial for the bigger picture. The ethics, the data governance, smart deployment strategies, and importantly, actually integrating these tools into the business to create real value, not just cool tech demos.
And the leadership part.
AI leadership, especially if you've got credentials from top places, shows strategic vision. It shows you could apply AI responsibly and effectively. These certs, they're clear signals. This person is current and they think strategically.
Right. So connecting the dots. Age starts to matter a lot less for things like project work, consulting gigs, even permanent roles in tech and digital stuff if you have these specific hot skills and, presumably, a decent professional network.
That's the core of it. What Linda's work shows is that, yeah, age discrimination is illegal in the Netherlands, like elsewhere in Europe, but it still happens sometimes, especially maybe early on, like screeners.
The initial hurdle.
Right. But a senior expert who presents this comprehensive skill-packed profile, backed by those kinds of certs we talked about, their chances go way up. It's about showing undeniable value that cuts through those lingering biases.
Because the demand is so high.
Exactly. The market needs solutions. And when faced with real competence, it often, well, corrects itself against prejudice.
That's a really key point. It highlights this powerful mix, deep expertise, proven leadership, and that commitment to keep learning, visibly learning. That's what makes senior professionals really strong candidates. Turns age maybe into an actual advantage in tech? Okay, that's a strong, pretty positive picture from the Netherlands. But now, let's shift gear. Look east to Germany. Similar issues, yes, but the article suggests a noticeably different experience there, doesn't it? Here's where it gets really interesting.
It certainly does. Germany, like the Netherlands, like lots of places, is really dealing with a major skilled labor shortage across many sectors.
Right.
And this shortage naturally has put a spotlight on older workers as, you know, a potential part of the solution. It seems logical.
But Linda's article points out this contrast. While, yes, more older people are employed overall in Germany now, they still face real problems finding new jobs. And many say they experience discrimination. So even with the need, there's still this friction.
And that raises a big question. Why? Why this gap? Despite needing skilled people, why is it harder for older workers? Linda's research points pretty strongly towards, well, persistent, outdated stereotypes.
Yeah, old tropes.
Yeah. The idea that older workers are less capable, maybe less adaptable to new tech, or just not as current as younger colleagues. These are just perceptions, but they have very real impacts on hiring. It's a narrative that's tough to shake.
And the stats in the article really back this up. It's quite sobering, actually. It shows older workers in Germany have a much lower chance of landing a new job compared to younger people, especially if they're unemployed to begin with.
Which means longer unemployment bills.
Exactly. Significantly longer average unemployment for those over 55. And get this, the research mentions a Stepstone survey where 0% of applicants over 60 said they were rejected because of their age.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not just noise. That's a clear, measurable problem.
It really is a stark contrast, and it suggests a deeper systemic issue.
Yeah.
But it's not all bad news. There's another side to this. Despite the challenges, many German companies actually report really positive experiences when they do hire older employees. They find them reliable, experienced, great problem solvers, bringing stability.
So the reality contradicts the stereotype sometimes.
Often. And the sheer demand for skilled professionals across all age groups, especially in tech, is a powerful force. It can't be ignored forever. The economic need is starting to push back against those old ideas.
So there's hope, maybe. The article also mentions calls for bigger changes, right? Urging the government to improve labor market policies, anti-discrimination rules.
Yes, trying to bridge that gap systemically.
But it's not just on politicians. Companies need to adapt. Job seekers, too.
Yeah.
Everyone needs new strategies for this, well, slightly tricky landscape.
Exactly right. It's a complex situation in Germany. So while the stats show it's tougher for older job seekers overall, particularly if maybe their skills aren't super current, the key point remains. For those senior pros with a strong, current, verifiable profile in hot areas like AI and digitalization, Germany's market still holds real potential.
Yeah.
It might be harder to win, but the opportunity is there. Again, it comes back to the demonstrable up-to-date expertise.
Okay, so let's pull this together. We've looked at the Netherlands. We've looked at Germany. What's the big takeaway when you connect these experiences? What's the core message for you listening, trying to navigate your career?
Well, both countries, right? They're dealing with this basic challenge. How do you best use the experience of older workers in today's job market? Germany definitely shows more statistical hurdles, deeper biases maybe.
Yeah, the numbers were pretty stark.
They were.
Yeah.
But the underlying issue, and more importantly, the way forward, It's actually quite similar in both places. It boils down to how value is perceived.
And that's the powerful common thread for you listening. If you're a senior expert in these high-demand fields, AI, innovation, digital transformation, your proven current expertise is the absolute key. It's the most important currency you have. It stops being about your birth year and starts being about the verifiable skills, the strategic thinking, the practical knowledge you bring now. When the market really needs a problem solved, eventually it looks past the surface stuff.
And if you think about the bigger picture here, it's really about shifting the focus. For employers, yes, but also for job seekers themselves. Moving away from just age and toward things you can actually point to. Skills, experience, continuous learning.
Because the digital economy needs more than just youth.
Exactly. Oh. It needs agility, sure, but also proven problem solving under pressure, the ability to innovate smartly, and the wisdom to see around corners. And frankly, those qualities often get better with experience.
Absolutely. So the clear strategy, the actionable advice for senior professionals, wherever you are, whatever market you're in, is to really focus on building and showcasing that robust portfolio. Get the up-to-date certs, highlight the practical, impactful work you've done.
Make your value undeniable.
That's how you navigate the challenges. Push past those initial biases and land those rewarding roles in this fast-changing world. Your track record speaks volumes. So what we've seen today is that, yeah, age discrimination is real. It happens, especially early on. But your expertise, your experience, your commitment to learning those are incredibly valuable assets right now.
The world needs that wisdom.
Needs the leadership, the proven ability to deliver.
Look, don't let age be the barrier. Think about how to turn it into an advantage. What really comes through from this is simple. Keep updating your skills. Get those relevant certifications that show you're current. Actively showcase your practical problem-solving wins. Uh-huh. Do that, and you turn your years into an undeniable asset. You become indispensable in this whole evolving world of digital innovation.
Keep learning, keep adapting, and keep showing your incredible value strategically. The market's changing, and your strategy needs to keep pace. What's the next thing you'll learn to cement your essential role? We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.